Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, former Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December the 30th, 1840, it was reported that the case against Samuel Jackman Prescott, who had been tried and convicted of libel at the Court of Grand Sessions just 2 weeks earlier, had taken a most unexpected turn. Only a few days earlier, the Barbadian newspaper had been celebrating Prescott's conviction. However, on this day, the newspaper was dismayed to report that Prescott had been freed from prison, on the direct orders of the governor of Barbados, Sir Evan MacGregor. An editorial in the Barbadian newspaper fulminated against this decision as follows. "The mawkish humanity, the nauseous sentimentality, the spurious philanthropy, the disgusting liberalism, aye, that is the word, of the present age, which has poisoned the springs of justice and vitiated almost the whole character of society, abolishing all distinction between religion and infidelity, between virtue and vice, between loyalty and sedition in the mother country. This most mischievous agent in the work of demoralization has extended its pernicious influence to colonial society. We have just had a striking instance in our island, in the conduct of His Excellency Sir Evan John Murray MacGregor, in the unexpected and, in our opinion, most unjustifiable liberation of Samuel Jackman Prescott, the foulest libeller and the most daring calumniator of the public authorities, and the most dangerous agitator of the people who ever prostituted the liberty of the press in this country. To the perfect astonishment and deepest disgust of every loyal and good man, this atrocious offender against the majesty of the laws was last Saturday released from the imprisonment to which the court had most justly condemned him." After asserting that the actions of the governor in releasing Prescott were against the laws of both God and man, the editorial continued, "Our coloured brethren must not believe that our opposition to Mr. Prescott is on account of his skin. No, it is because of the depravity of his mind, shown in his libels of the clergy and the magistracy, and because of his labouring to spread discontent and insubordination among the peasantry. His subsequent career as editor of the Liberal has been so pernicious to the best interests of society as to stamp it with the character of the most mischievous engine ever set at work in these colonies. That such a man should be so highly favoured by the executive is now exciting the wonder and astonishment of the country. A premium, we may almost say, is offered for crime, encouragement offered to a libeller, justice thrown into contempt, a heavy blow and a great discouragement given to the exertions of the loyal and peaceful, and an unparalleled insult offered to the feelings of the community." In fact, the intervention of Governor MacGregor to release Prescott was just the latest episode in the struggle between the governor and the planters. Since his appointment in 1836, MacGregor had issued a proclamation to abolish apprenticeship early in 1838, and he had then vetoed several attempts by the planters to impose punitive contracts on their now free labourers. It seems that the liberal-minded governor was more in sympathy with the views of Prescott than he was with those of the white elite in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.